Did you know that CFRC 101.9 FM also has social media? Check us out on Twitter at CFRC for the latest program and news updates.
Good morning, folks. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, broadcasting from the basement of Caruthers Hall on the campus of Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. It is now 11 a.m. on Thursday morning, time for another CFRC live session. I'm your host, Rue, and this is a show where we bring you musical performances and interviews that our team of volunteers records with artists local to Kingston, those performing in town, either recorded in our station's very own Studio A, or sometimes at venues around town, in an attempt for you to really get to know these artists and their music better, up close and personable. This week, we're going to be bringing out a session from the vaults for you, the indie rock, indie folk band The Codas. They've recently been on their first cross-Canada tour, playing venues in BC, Saskatchewan, Alberta, Manitoba, all before ending with a show in Toronto, where Madison and I saw them, and a final homecoming show in Kingston, both with supports from Tiny Horse and Kira. They've also been releasing some heart-wrenching new singles. They've put out a live album that they recorded at the Isabel, and next weekend they'll be playing at North by Northeast Showcase Festival in Toronto, Saturday the 14th of June at the Burdock Music Hall, where I hope to catch them again. You can keep up with their music, live dates, and find links to their socials as well on their website, thecodas.com. You can also get in touch with this show if you'd like to do a session, join our team of volunteers that makes live sessions possible week after week. If you would like to sponsor the show or have any correspondence at all for us, just get in touch over Instagram or email. You can find us at the handle CFRC Live Sessions on Instagram and YouTube, and you can email us at livesessions@cfrc.ca. Our YouTube has a few more full live session videos that we've uploaded of late. Do go check those out, and of course come back next week to catch another live session right here, 11 a.m. on CFRC Radio. For now, though, I'll take you back to this session where we caught up with Josh and Braden, the two guitarists of The Codas, last summer, as they were about to release their first EP as a four-piece with their new lineup. Here come The Codas. Enjoy!
That's the best way to do it.
That's the best way to do it.
Experimental throat noises.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, who can get the mic furthest into their mouth?
Oh. It started.
It's a strong start.
Hello.
Well, joining us in the middle of this mic mouse competition, we have The Codas in session today. I'm your host, Rue. Welcome to CFRC Live Sessions. We have half of the band joining me today. Hello, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
I'm doing great. Clearly, you guys are too.
We're delirious today.
Yeah, it's
heat wave.
It's very hot, and our brains are melting
just
a little.
Just fried.
No, so, we're really good though.
But like you're in the middle of like a scorched path thing because you're en route to releasing your first EP, your second EP. Let's talk about the EP a little bit.
Yeah, so this is like our first release as a four-man band. The last EP came out before I immigrated.
Yeah, before Josh came to Canada, our first EP came
visa.
Out, and then I feel like the group we have now, it feels like this, like it kind of does feel like it is our first EP because of like the group that we have. And
yeah, you guys didn't have a very conventional beginning because it wasn't just like four people meeting in a room and being like, oh, let's form a band. You had a bit of an online start. Like, tell me about that.
Well, it's funny enough, so Josh is from New Zealand. I was living in New Zealand at the time that Angus had reached out to me because he saw some of my videos online. And he's like, whenever you come back to Canada, let's get together, do some writing and stuff. I think like a year later, I got back to Canada. I hit him up.
Mm-hmm.
I went to
Toronto. Did you guys know each other before
we
that?
Did. So yeah, like we played hockey together when we were like 12. But we didn't really like keep in touch and stuff throughout high school. So it's kind of random. And then, it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, so he was just like, hey, it's Angus, like the guy who brutalized you on the court.
On the hockey court?
The hockey, what do you call it? We don't have ice.
The ice rink.
And the ice on the rink?
Yeah, on the rink.
On the rink? Yeah, we play hockey on the turf.
Oh, yeah, field hockey. But yeah, online start, and then we had some buddies that we were playing with kind of on and off, and then obviously everything that happened with COVID kind of put everything to a halt, a kind of a refresh and a restart almost, that led us to this fine gentleman and Taylor Adams as well.
Yeah, I got really lucky. I moved to Canada, to Kingston, and like 2 months into me living here, these guys were like, come here, you.
But today we've got just the two of you, and you're going to be doing an acoustic set for us.
Yes, we are. We are going to be doing that soon.
Well, we'll go into your first song, and then we'll come back and talk more about production and stuff like that. Sweet. What's the first song?
First song is Habit.
Okay, let's hear it right now.
It was out of habit that it drove to your front door. As soon as I landed, like I used to do before, feeling stranded in a city I used to know. And I'm looking over my shoulder, 'cause I feel you wherever I am. I think I died if I ran into you. Then again, I'm kind of hoping I do. And it is a dream of light, sleepwalking down the avenues, and then feels like
you're listening to The Codas, and that was Habit.
We're back here on CFuzzy Live Sessions with The Codas. You guys have an EP that's coming out,
which I'm very excited about because this has been a long time coming.
Now, I've been looking at like your Instagram and your release shows and stuff like that. What is the EP actually called?
It's called Is This Us.
Okay, and yeah. What is the answer to that question?
There's a lot of meaning behind this that I think it kind of has a different meaning for everybody in the group, but there was a consensus that it made the most sense for what this project was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, since we're talking about like themes and stuff, let's dig a little more deep into that. Because like I can definitely see a sense of, you know, nostalgia, a little bit of like melancholy in your songs. What do you guys write about?
Yeah, definitely a lot of melancholy in a lot of those. Like the three songs that we're playing today, you wrote all of those. And I just came in later and like put stuff in them.
The whole album kind of has an arc to it of just going through tough times and coming out on the other side of it being all right. And from the beginning of the album to the end of the album, it follows a storyline. And they all tie together quite well. They weren't written with that intent, but going through old voice memos, like when I was going through the writing process, like going through voice memos and lyrics, it all kind of pieced together and made sense to release it as a whole project.
It's kind of just like going through an absolute shocker. Yeah, like a year or like a couple of years.
I'm just like rough time. And then, yeah, you have six songs to show for it.
Saddest boys.
But what I'm hearing is definitely that this is an EP of like healing songs for healing times.
Yeah, I think there's definitely songs on here that are healing songs. And I think there's pre-healing stage as well that kind of bring that feeling to light. And I think, yeah, from the get-go with these songs, I've gotten a lot of, even when I was just playing them by myself or playing them at like solo shows and stuff like that, where people would come up afterwards and be like, what is that song? Like I've been through the same thing. I feel that. Like it just like hit me really hard. And I was like, okay, I think like this is like on to something here.
Yeah, they resonate pretty well. Some of them were surprisingly brutal to like record vocals for.
Yeah, it took quite a while to do vocals. With our first studio session, we went in and just did all of the tracking and then tried to start doing vocals, and it was just like brutal. It went so poorly. It's because we were like so in the thick of it, and it was like, I can't get any of it out.
Yeah, you spend a week kind of like immersed in these songs.
Yeah.
Kind of like...
just like a week straight in the same recording studio, staying there like 24/7. You're just not going outside.
It's like method acting.
Yeah,
sadness.
You're so just in the zone, and it's like it almost takes you right back into this headspace that you were in when you were feeling rough. And I wasn't feeling rough when we were recording.
No, you were
so good
when we went in, and then you
like,
started bumming us all out.
The studio being like, "Oh no,
bummer, dude."
Yeah,
and I'm like, "Brayden."
Yeah, but it was good. I think like we got it done. They're all good performances, and they bring the energy that I wanted to bring.
So second EP, we're talking about like recording, producing it. There's the addition of the violins on the second album, and we saw that you guys were playing at the Wilderness release album release show, which is where we saw you guys. The violins come out, and it's something a little different from what you'd see with most Kingston or even generally like rock bands.
Yeah, it's like... Josh is the secret sauce.
These guys are always trying to get me to play the violin. They're like, play the violin.
He's like, it's a bad key.
It's
going to
sound like a country song.
Yeah, and then it never sounds like a country song. It always sounds really nice and ethereal and ambient, and it adds a nice texture that we think.
Yeah, you're right every time.
Like, yeah.
Damn it. I just get shy, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, guys, don't make me play the violin. I got made fun of a lot as a kid for being a boy violinist.
Interview. We'll talk about this after. Just an interview, not. We'll do a therapy session.
That's when CFRC live sessions just become therapy sessions.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
It's certainly less like fiddle and more kind of add a little bit of tugging to the heartstrings in shows.
Yeah. So one of Josh's big inspirations is Andrew Bird.
Yes.
Andrew
Bird fan.
Andrew Bird does a lot of that.
It's all leading up to Sad Songs for Sad Boys.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Which will be entirely violin.
Entirely violin album, yeah. We hadn't talked about
just
this previously,
violins
but we're
and
on
weeping.
The same wavelength. It's going to be a lot of Josh crying and a lot of violin.
How much of that is on the second song we're going to be listening to?
There's violin. There's actually, Josh came up with an awesome 8-part violin section for the bridge of
Eyes
Closed.
Yeah, I play my violin like 8 times.
Yeah, but obviously not in this version. He's just playing his guitar. But yeah, the next song we're doing is Eyes Closed.
Tell us about it and we'll go straight into it.
This is probably the one that you got asked about the most.
Yeah.
Like after shows.
Sure. Yeah. A lot of, you okay?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, bud. Yeah. What's that song? You good?
Yeah. Yeah. Who wrote that? You did?
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, that song, I did write while I was driving. There's a lot of driving themes in that song. I did write that when I was driving. The chorus line, I drove very safely.
There's a line about driving with your eyes closed.
Yes, yes. I don't condone it.
I just feel like I might. I won't do it.
No, I think legally...
legally speaking, the CODAs does not drive with their eyes closed.
And we don't condone it.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I was driving home when I wrote that song. At least the chorus. I took a voice memo on my phone. Hands-free. Safe.
All safe driving.
All safe driving. Good habits.
They're sad but safe.
Yeah.
That's a much better album name.
Sad but safe is a great album name.
I'm going to go start working on artwork for that.
Yeah. Okay, good. A single teardrop coming out of a violin F-hole.
Wearing a helmet.
Yeah. Anyways, I wrote that while I was driving, of course, and I turned off my voice memo, and I just kept singing it in my head over and over and over again, and then I got home, and I got a guitar into my hands, and I finished writing it in 20 minutes. It was just super fast, super just right there.
God, he's good.
No, it's not that.
He's
it
so
just,
good.
It just struck at the right
Such
time.
Such a talented boy.
And that's not...
King of songwriting.
That's Taylor Adams, and we all know it.
Accurate.
Anyways, yeah, this is Eyes Closed.
Here it comes on CFOC.
I take it on the chin when I wake up feeling worse than the day before. God, I hate that feeling. I talk into the mirror just to make it through the day. Try to crack a smile. Yeah.
Okay, we're back with the Codas. Eyes closed here on CFRC. If you're listening on radio, then obviously you can't have your eyes closed. But if people are watching this, they can see the two of you, half the band sitting here. We've got Braden and Josh joining us. Hello, guys. So you're going to have a release show for the EP that's coming out at the time that people are going to be listening to this tomorrow night.
Yeah, so the EP, the EP will be out tonight at midnight, and then tomorrow night is the EP release show.
And what can people expect from the live shows? I've seen you guys once, and we were talking about how, you know, the violins come out live, and it's like this atmosphere of, like, let's get together, and sort of, like, maybe it was influenced by the fact that we were at a wilderness show when this was happening, but, you know, the whole kind of, like, catharsis, group therapy vibes.
I think a lot of our shows kind of end up being that way, where it kind of pulls people in. Yeah, it's like, I feel very connected to the people we're playing to. You can see everybody's kind of in it. Which is nice, which it's like, I don't think we're doing anything special necessarily on stage, being all crazy, doing stage dives or anything like that, or jumping real high, because none of us can do that. But I think that the songwriting and the chemistry that people see between us four on stage, it shows and it brings people in, I think.
Yeah, I love getting that interaction with the crowd. It's like mm-hmm. the best feeling when people are right up in your face and they're just like having a good time with your music. Like, what an incredible privilege.
Yeah, and I think that's why, so we wanted to do it in a space that we could kind of be right in it, like really, really close. And that's why we chose to do it at Merchant Tap House.
Because feels more intimate.
It's definitely more intimate. The stage is very low. It's very close to everybody. And it feels like you're almost in the crowd when you're playing, which is really cool.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of like the first shows that I played with you guys, like the Mansion and other places like that, low stage, like right in amongst mm-hmm. everybody.
It's a good way to do it. I think it's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, it's going to be a party. That's a good venue to like, to thrash around.
That was the thing. So like, we wanted to be close and intimate, but we also want it to be a party. So there's going to be ups and downs. We got a pretty decent set list put together.
We're going to be kicking stuff over.
Fun moments, yeah. Breaking guitars. Yeah,
Rockstar moments.
Oh, yeah, exactly. We're all going to smoke inside, too.
We're going to have a beer.
Yeah.
Or responsibly.
Yeah. Maybe one or two beers. Yeah. Who knows?
And your show, your release show also is with one of Kingston's local favorites, the Astros, opening for you, right?
Yes. Yeah. We're stoked.
We love playing with the Astros.
Yeah. Very, very stoked.
They're a good time.
Yeah.
And we're going to go into one last song, also from the upcoming EP. Tell me a bit about it.
This one's called Weighed Down.
It's the latest single that we've had.
It's the latest single, and it's the last song on the EP as well.
And it is my favorite by far. I got to bring in a lot of my, like, my late 90s rock inspirations into this one. This is very much my kind of vibe. I just love this tune.
Yeah.
Good
Josh
job.
Has always
good
been
job
backing this song from the get-go. There were times when we're like, do we make it a little more chill? And he was like, no.
No, do it exactly
not.
Like
we're
this.
Doing it like this or I'm out.
We end on an energetic note.
No, exactly.
EP.
It does,
exactly,
yeah, because the EP kind of does, it does just ramp up. Mm-hmm. like right till the end.
There was a thing that some film majors were talking about that was like, you get your story or whatever, narrative, to a point where you kind of leave people on like an energetic note, and then it's for them to take the kind of ideas from the album, EP, whatever, and go forward and do something with it, go out into the real world. So is this kind of leading on to a tour or an album or like what's coming up next?
We've been writing a lot. Mm-hmm. We definitely have another EP's worth of songs at least. But I think...
That is to say that we're not immediately launching into a tour like within the next like couple of months or whatever.
Yeah, like I've started doing some booking for the winter. Hopefully get a tour happening by then. We do have some unannounced plans. I mean, we can talk about it. It's not illegal.
No, I mean, we could talk about it. Yeah, no, like we have some new material that we've been working on like through basically this year.
Yeah.
And we're pretty excited about what we've come up with.
Yeah, we have a song that was written 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago that we're going to be playing at the show. Yeah.
So people will get a sneak preview of that, and we're going to go out with one last song. So the Codas, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
And let's go into
Weighed Down.
Weighed Down.
Towing the line again, it's just the way it goes. Blame it on the grand design or the fear.
Listening to a CFRC live session recorded with the Codas last summer before their EP release show and their EP coming out. So of course that show is in the past, but you can see the Codas now on tour because they're going to be in Toronto on the 14th of June, Saturday, at the Burdock Music Hall as part of North by Northeast. Come back again next week at 11 a.m. to hear another cool live session. In the meanwhile, you can write to us on Instagram at CFRC live sessions or send an email to livesessions@cfrc.ca. Keep listening to CFRC. I've been your live sessions host, Rue. I'll see you all next week, same time, same place. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing funding drive donors. Thank you so much.
Hello, you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. It is now 11:30. Welcome to the Release Radar Rundown, brought to you in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. This program features smoking hot local singles released right here in Kingston, Ontario, that have been featured in our weekly Release Radar series. Local artists can get in on the action with social media promotion and airplay on CFRC's airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music. On Instagram. This week, we've got another fun special episode for you featuring a conversation with Chris Royer, known locally for his work with the band Pound Salt, but who also just came out with a new single teasing his first solo project. We'll have a chat with him and then listen to his new song. Let's jump in on it right now. Thanks for joining us. All right, welcome to CFRC, Chris. It's such a pleasure to have you with us in the virtual studio today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, buddy. So really excited to chat with you about your new single, Won't Find Me South. But first, some of our listeners may be aware, but some others may not be aware that you also are part of another really great local band called Pound Salt, who we've played quite a lot on CFRC. Tell us about your work with the band and the creative stuff that you've done together.
Absolutely. So Pound Salt, we formed, I think, 3 years ago, about 3 years ago. And we are a hard rock slash punk slash, just a rock and roll band that, really pride ourselves on the energy that we bring and the live performance that we do. It's something that we specifically love, about being in a band. It's sort of one of those things that at the grassroots of it all is the joy of playing live and performing, you know, with other people, but by playing some music that's got a little bit of edge to it as well. So so Pound Salt started about 3 years ago. I am the singer, the primary vocalist and guitar player in Pound Salt. We've released, I think we've probably released six or seven songs now, on social media, on all the streaming platforms. But our journey started, about 3 years ago, when we started gigging, playing mainly Kingston and Kingston area shows, the Mansion, being one of the big venues for us back in the day. Fortunate enough to get on a couple bills at like the Broom Factory and other places like that. But, throughout our 3 year career, thus far, it was sort of like just starting as a grassroots sort of thing, completely DIY. We've been fortunate enough to press some pretty cool merchandise and record some cool songs, and along the way we sort of learned and networked to meet some cool people, not just in Kingston but in just the music scene in general. So our first single, Into the Fray, we were fortunate enough to work with Jay Emmons from the Glorious Sons and Steve Kirstein now with the Glorious Sons as well. And that was like really cool, really eye-opening for us to see behind the curtain and what it takes to do like the production, the pre-production, the writing and things like that, that go into like even a single song, like a 3 minute song. It was really intense and really cool. And we're very fortunate to get to work with the two guys that we were fortunate enough to get on board with for our first single. And from there we did a couple songs with Jay and Steve. And then we were fortunate enough to kind of move around and do a song or two with different producers and different sound engineers in Kingston and area. So we were fortunate enough to really network and start to meet more like-minded people and try out different songs with different people and things like that. So throughout like the 3 years of Pound Salt and writing and recording songs, I've been super fortunate to meet new people and sit with them when we're recording and see kind of the stuff that I liken it to being like an apprentice in a tattoo shop. Is like there's some things that you can't really YouTube or like watch videos on. There's some things that you just like inherently pick up when somebody's doing their craft. And I found that there's just been some small things I've been able to pick up along the way that's like, oh, it's like a really cool idea where they place a mic for this or how they capture that sound and things like that. So over the 3 years and all the sessions and things we've done, I think all of us were very fortunate to pick up these little like tools and these things that not everybody would get to really see unless you're really putting the time and energy into trying to make it. And that's the thing with Pound Salt has been like all energy, all effort, all the time from its inception to current day. So it's kind of like the origin of Pound Salt and the DIY. And like, again, we've been fortunate to get a lot of bills with like local artists and like out of town artists and played with like really cool bands and like things that are bucket list bands and shows for us over the years through Kingston as well.
Now you have broken out with your own side project, Royer. What motivated you to break out on your own? You've done some exquisite work and a lot of it with Pound Salt, but now you've got something of your own. Let's hear more about it.
Yeah, so the solo music and the solo project is sort of born out of it's like it born out of necessity almost. So it's like a lot of life events and things happening for not just myself but the other members in Pound Salt. So it's like you pour everything into it, and we not like lock ourselves in a basement for 3 years, but like we really take would really take all the time and opportunities we'd have to get together and sit and write. My wife and I very fortunately welcomed two kids in the last 2 years. So we went from having zero kids to having two under two, which is the greatest thing ever. But it's very time consuming. Now, it doesn't like rearrange your priorities, but it just becomes a lot more difficult to realistically pour extracurricular effort into something. So guilty as charged, and just finding it like difficult to navigate that. Not just like leading into having a child, but like they're still like toddlers at this point, and it's like it's all consuming, and they're like relatively exhausting, if not exhausting. But it's also like what's kind of what you want to do. It's like I just want to be around my kids too as much as possible. So it's like there's like a mind change already automatically with that. But I'm not the only one as well in the band that have had like our bass player Ryan and his partner welcome their first kid, and our guitarist has like a young kid. And so it's like it's not just one person trying to navigate like really new circumstances. It's like really all four of us seems to be at the same time like at these sort of crossroads at our lives where it's like, oh, we got a lot going on. So for me, the this project kind of came about just in the couple hours when, my wife would go to bed, or at the time with our first daughter, when they would, go down and go to bed, there's a couple hours before I could go to sleep and just sneak down into the basement and really play acoustic music, something that isn't overly loud. And that's really where like Royer and the project kind of birth was, just still wanting to have some creative output because I've been writing music for all of my adult life, most probably over half of my life at this point. It just found it's kind of like yeah, it's kind of like not something that I can just shut off. So and just inherently be writing stuff even without a guitar in my hand, just a melody. It's kind of where some of the songs started. It would just be like a melody and, you know, go downstairs in the basement, pick up a guitar and sort of write the songs and kind of start trying to record them along the way. So it was like over the course of last, probably the end of last summer, that I was like writing and capturing, you know, ideas and of the songs and not really having a lot of time to sit and stew over them, which was fruitful. It was like one of those things that I usually write music and songs that are, you know, personal and come from somewhere that's like, you know, deep seated or, you know, something that's a personal experience for me. So I kind of use this time to just try and be a better songwriter. I'm like, I would like to practice writing songs for the art of writing songs that, you know, isn't something that I personally am going through or personal experience, but just like, I'd like to be able to write a good song. And so that's like kind of how this, this project started. I just was like writing music, and before I knew it, it kind of turned into like a story. Is how this I actually have like an album that's recorded now, with one first single out already, but more to come. And it just, I ended up kind of putting it together non-intentionally, and really telling like a story that was not mine, but it was pretty cool to kind of have that happen. So it was like just writing and recording at the same time, with a little bit of tools and stuff that we've picked up in the last few years of being like serious musicians and spending time in the studios. So from there, I was able to like play back and listen to it the following day, and oh, you know, it's actually not too bad, and get ideas that way. And then it's like sort of realizing the sound that I do have and what I'm able to capture. And then my musical mind just kind of automatically processes songwriting that way for this project.
Thank you very much. Quite the journey you've had, and congratulations on your growing family too. Indeed. So you talked about your solo project. Thank you so much for that. One of the things that I found really remarkable is your new solo project. Yeah, as yourself, you also just recently played a show with Mall Crimes and Crown of Antlers at Spring Reverb like a couple weeks ago. Tell us about that show.
That was a lot of fun. It was surreal. It was really cool. So with my band Pound Salt, that would normally be a bill that we would sit on quite well, like a, you know, aggressive punk band and a heavy metal band, a wall of sound, technically savvy musicians. I love Crown of Antlers, and Mall Crimes they were so fun. So normally that'd be a Pound Salt show. But again, just we haven't had like the availability to look into booking shows and committing. There's just been a lot of things that have taken our time constraints. So I actually was offered to open up this show as Royer, as my solo stuff. And I know Mark quite well at KPP, and it was an intentional bill to put me at the start of the night. My sound is pretty strong vocals, and like a storytelling aspect, and you know, a chorus and a hook here and there. And it actually, it went really well. I think I was able to talk to a lot of like attendees and things like that. And it's like, it wasn't like so out of the realm that it was, you know, it was like seeing three completely different shows, but it was kind of like the sorbet, in between tasting fine dishes. I was like the palate cleanser. It was cool. It was a lot of fun. It was at, Musiki, and we were fortunate to play outside. So the stage has like a magnolia tree that's growing right in the center of it. And, you know, the ambiance was perfect. It was great. It was my first time performing like all originals, pretty much the album that's going to be out, playing that live in full, as a solo artist. And then, again, after my set, it got really heavy, really loud, really fast with Crown of Antlers and Mall Crimes. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And Spring Reverb is such a special festival. It's something that I've always wanted to be a part of. Again, I've grown up in Kingston. So when I was in high school, you know, I would go to the KPP shows and try and help Mark by postering my school in downtown. And like, I've always loved what KPP does, and Mark and team are very special. Mm-hmm. So to have been able to have played a small role and sort of debut this, debut my songs there. And it was fun, and it was special. It was a very chaotic and very fun night. It was very cool.
Amazing. All right, Chris. So now you've hinted that there's a new album coming down the line, but we're going to feature your brand new single just released at the end of May called Won't Find Me South. Tell us about this song.
Yeah, so Won't Find Me South is one of the first songs that I wrote for this project. It was kind of, again, I guess came from a fictional story. Part of like, say there's probably five songs of the 8 songs on my album that I wrote sort of at the same time, like throughout a couple weeks of that broken, couple hours at night, fiddle around and put stuff away. So Won't Find Me South was the third song in that story.
So
it's like it's something that people will kind of understand and learn more of when the whole album is out. It ended up being somewhat personal as well. I mean, it's very easy to take a song or lyrics and sort of extrapolate or apply to yourself and your life. That's one of the things that I love about music, but is like evident from this process as well, is when I finished and looked back on a song, I'm like, oh man, that's pretty on the nose for right now and things that are happening in my life or in the world. So it's really wasn't meant to be written as like a snapshot of me and how I'm feeling right now. It's really more part of like a complete story in this sense for this album. But also I think, by osmosis, there's just so much going on, in the world. And it's like kind of cliche to say it, but it's been like a really crazy couple of years for sure, where it's like the apex of the apex of constantly being barraged with, social media and news and just really weird times, really trying times. And I feel like that's like magnified now that I'm a parent with kids. It's like things that not that it wouldn't bother me, but like things that really bother me in ways. And it's like not about me, it's about, kids, my kids, and like future generations of like what's happening now, and like that ripple effect and seeing how that can play out by the time the next generation's through. So it's like, is what, not necessarily intentionally about now, but it's like, I think through songwriting, it's been like, those things that have been like depressing and overwhelming and not even something that I necessarily would sit and say, I need to release this. But like, as I'm writing it, I'm like, it's very applicable to how I feel and have felt the last while. Again, especially magnified with being a parent and trying to navigate, this world, I guess, as cheesy as it is, but like navigate this world now, not just like local to me and my house and this and that. It's like, just really hard to kind of navigate through and find like the positive vibes all the time. You have to really search for them some days. And it's just felt like that was magnified lately.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you so much. All right. So we've got a little bit of time left, Chris. Thank you so much for sharing about your new single and the work that you've done on your solo project. Certainly the work you've done with Pound Salt. and even your most recent show with the Ball Crimes and Crown of Antlers. I wonder if you have any upcoming gigs happening locally or even regionally you want to plug while you're here with us.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to do, this summer is spend time with my young family as much as possible. So I've been a little more selective in what gigs and things I'm going to be pursuing and booking. I'm also focusing on releasing my album. So as I'm a new artist, again, Royer, R-O-Y-E-R, you can check me out on streaming platforms or social media. But I'm going to be releasing a new song probably, it looks like, every 3 weeks until October, when I'll be dropping the full album. So there will be a hometown release show, an album release show in October. I'll have more details in a little bit. But it's looking like it'll be October. We'll do an album release show in Kingston. And aside from that, I'm doing some like private gigs. Going to be playing, like, fortunate to have been invited to perform at some weddings. Maybe not Won't Find Me South per se, but be playing acoustic music in that. And just looking to actually get out of not just the Kingston, but I'm going to be trying to get into like playing some shows in outside of Kingston. So the hometown album release will be hopefully some excitement for me to get on stage and play all my songs for Kingston.
Awesome. And give us a quick reminder how we can follow you on Instagram to keep up with the latest.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you can find me on Instagram. It's I'm my handle is Royer. I'm at Chris Royer Music. You can find me on Instagram. You can find my debut single, Won't Find Me South, on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Bandcamp, any of the streaming platforms as well.
Mm-hmm.
And June 17th, I'll have my second single will be released. So that's just a couple weeks from now. Back to You is the title of that song that'll be coming out June 17th.
All right. And we'll be excited to feature that one as well. And yeah, we'll have to catch up with you in the early fall to before your new album drops. Really excited about that. But thanks, Chris, for joining us. I hope the kidlets, it is 8:20 at the time of recording, 8:25. Maybe your tiny ones are in bed right now.
Yeah, I've got my monitor set up right beside the camera here. I've got my eyes on the kids right now. They're both sleeping and allowing me to do this this chat with you.
Well, thank you very much. This will be airing more like midday, but thank you for joining us in the evening after the kidlets go to bed. It's really nice that you were able to reserve some time to chat with us so much. And we look forward to having you back on the station again and playing more of your remarkable music. Congrats on your new single, Won't Find Me South, and excited to give it a play right now. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
And thanks again to Chris Royer for chatting with us all about his creative work locally with Pound Salt, his new solo project, and his new single, Won't Find Me South. The new track is a raw and honest navigation of the past year, capturing a sense of malaise found in many households at home and abroad. Learn more on Democracy Now!, coming up at the top of the hour. And just a reminder for local musicians out there who want their new work amplified on social media and aired on CFRC, can complete the release radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit Kingston.music on Instagram. Don't forget to give us a follow at CFRC Music on Instagram as well. Emerging musicians can also sign up now through our Instagram and website for our upcoming and totally free Airwave YGK songwriting workshop with local singer-songwriter Savannah Shea on July 3rd. Space is limited for this free workshop. RSVP today. For now, I hope you've enjoyed our conversation with Chris Royer and our bed music called Into the Fray by Chris's band Pound Salt. Let's have a listen to Chris's lovely solo work now. Thanks for tuning into the Release Radar Rundown, developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next time.
Coins burning holes in my pocket. Buy it new instead of clean the stain.
what's the story on saving currency? You can't take it with you. I don't read into the plot line. I can't ever seem to stay awake. It's funny how the story's changing. I can't stay away, and I say, all I need's my mattress, baby. Sleep through the doomsday. Find me north, east, west today. You won't find me south of Point Pelee. Fire in my hands, I don't drop it. Spend it quick instead of save a thing. What's the point in counting nickels? There's no cash in the grave. I don't track the thread or the meaning. I just drift away and lose the day. It's funny how the end keeps changing. Still I chase the same fame, and I say, it's getting pretty hard now, they say, every day's a shame. I'll be hitting fly like daily, but I can't go away. All I need's my mattress, baby. I'll sleep through that doomsday. Find me north, east, west today. You won't find me south of Point Pelee. It's not funny. I don't give a fuck about the money. What the kids get from me, it's love for their home and country. It's getting pretty hard now, they say, every day's shame. I'll be hitting flatline daily, but I can't go away. All I need's my mattress, baby. I'll sleep through that doomsday.
Are you tired of your boring weekly routine? Are you looking for something to look forward to every Friday? Well, tune in to Circadian Rhythm on CFRC 101.9 Fridays at 2 p.m. for a fresh mix of songs that you'll want to keep on repeat. I'm your host, Justine, and I'll be putting together a music program that's broadly indie and alternative, but also spans diverse genres, from pop to rock to folk and R&B. I've also got some fun themes up my sleeve. Once again, that's Circadian Rhythm, Fridays at 2 p.m. I hope I'll see you then.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows? You might just find your next favorite song.